show that puts the improv in home improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody, we're back. I just cleared my palate of some fantastic. What am I eating here, Sebastian? This looks so good.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm talking to Sebastian. He's the co-founder and CEO of Green Ridge Farms. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be here.
And you brought mom with you, too? Hi, mom.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
What a treat.
To all the moms out there.
Yeah, to all the moms out there. And you brought a fantastic display of some of your meats. Tell us about the business.
So we are a family-owned deli meat company just outside of Chicago right here. We handcraft all natural deli meats and sausages here locally for the Chicago customer. All of our products are clean label. They don't contain any phosphates, any nitrates. No MSG, no soy, just
which has kind of been the topic of deli meats and cured meats like this is, you know, the sulfates and then the additives. So you're saying you guys are free and clear of
Correct.
All that stuff.
Yes.
That's so good to hear.
Yes.
Because I'm actually a fan, but I stopped eating it because of that. You know, doctors are always like, oh, there's a lot of sodium, there's all those processed things into it. But that is great news for me and my entire family.
Yes. So what we do is we use sea salt for our products, so they're naturally lower in sodium. We handcraft all of them. We will make very small batches.
Let's talk about that word handcraft. What does that mean for you guys in your business?
So for us, what it means is we make very small batches. We don't process meat. We actually hand make it.
So let's start from the actual. All right. So are you growing the cows? Are you raising the cows? Or they come to you at a certain phase of the meat?
So they come to us at a certain phase. We source locally all of our meat from Midwestern farms. We truly believe in the farm-to-table kind of movement.
As do we, yes.
So when the meat actually arrives, we process it very slowly, hand-make it. We naturally smoke it using natural wood chips like applewood or hickory.
Now, do you guys literally have a farm?
No, we do not.
Got it.
But we source locally from farmers.
Got it.
And lately, last year, we've partnered with some local farms just outside of Chicago.
That's
where
fantastic.
They're going to grow product for us, yes.
That's great. And then so once you get the meats, then you're saying that you add your flavor elements to it. Who is the decision maker when it comes to what flavors get added?
So kind of give you a background on us. We were born in Poland. My brother and I owned the company. And my parents were farmers, or grandparents were farmers. So we grew up on good, true-tasting meat. And we couldn't find it in Chicago. We've lived here for the past 25 years.
And I'm sure you've been to a lot of the delis or all of them just to test, you know, to see what's out there, right?
Correct. And we just couldn't find it. So 8 years ago, we just decided to make it ourselves. And thus, Green Ridge Farm has started.
And there's just something about that, you know, like you're making it yourself. And that's what we're all about here on the show and even my life is, you know, it's all about the makers of the world. The people don't just sit down and wait for somebody else to create it. You went out and created the need based on the demand out there. And that's great. So flavor-wise, how does your stuff differentiate with the typical, you know, gang that lives in a deli counter?
Great question. So we travel extensively throughout Europe. So all of our spices do actually physically come from Europe. So, for example, our Black Forest ham, the spices come from
Was that
Germany.
What I just ate?
Yes, I believe that was. No, you ate the Caminito ham of the bone, which is an Italian spice.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring spices from Europe. We handcraft them right here locally. So every single product that you taste in our lineup is different. It doesn't. When you go to the traditional deli, every ham kind of tastes sweet in the beginning and everything kind of blends in. All products, every single one of them, or sausages, they taste different. So we're trying to bring the old world European kind of deli meat, clean deli meat, right here to the Chicago fans.
And why you mentioned with the ham tasting sweet, because I do notice that. And then as you get down further in, it gets more salty and then just loses flavor completely. Or is it because they're coating the top with sugar or some type of brown sugar?
So there's two processes. You can actually inject it with chemicals to make it sweet, or you can coat it with sweeteners. All of our products, they don't taste sweet. They're just different flavor profiles.
Every bite tasted just like the first bite, just so you know,
Correct.
As I went down, because usually as you get to the outer layer, it's a little bit more tasty than to the center. It's not, but I mean, that is consistent.
So it comes to the palate. When you eat our products, you know, at the end of the when you're done with it, the pellet is clean. It's nice finish. So that's what we strive for.
And you mentioned the curing process. You guys get the meat at a raw state and then cure it yourselves.
Yes. So all of our hams are actually uncured. We use so little sea salt. We use sea salt to preserve it.
Now, is that superficial or injected as well, the sea salt?
So we make a brine, and then we inject it with a solution, and then we add spices to it and just naturally smoke it.
Take the turkey, for instance. From start to finish, how long is that process to get this end result?
So for us, it's a little bit longer because we make it right there in the house. We handcraft it, so it's a couple-day process. What sets us apart in Chicago is we deliver it fresh to every store every single day. So we make small batches. We make it every day, and then we deliver it to the local stores every single day. So that's kind of what sets us apart.
Based on the orders? So nothing is sitting on a shelf for any length of time?
Nothing is sitting on the shelves. We rotate it, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. We deliver fresh every day. That's kind of our core.
It's such a breath of fresh air to hear in the deli meat community because of the, you know, I guess the rap that overall any kind of meats sitting in a case for a while would get. You know, in terms of the health world, we have a lot of doctors on our show, a lot of experts, and they're always, you know, like the sodium and all the additives, you know, is always the big talking point. But, you know, when you buy from a situation like yours, from a business like yours, it kind of relieves those pressures a little bit. And in terms of the grades of meat and the places you get them in Chicago, I mean, are you out there at the farms literally spending time with these farmers and like looking at the product in depth? And then, I could imagine that experience alone would be so cool to just see it happen from start to finish. It's got to be part of why you guys love what you do.
Correct. So we go out to the farms. We've recently just started working with a lot of farmers out there in the Midwest, where they're going to be raising product for us. And that's where it starts, is from the farm to the table, the kind of a movement.
And do you suggest certain feeding methods to the farmers to help increase the taste or the fullness of a bird? Is there any secrets you brought back with you from Europe and to tell these farmers here?
So the trick is, you know, to let them roam freely. I mean, that's key. If they're not caged, they're roaming around, you know, in open fields, that's going to be key for us.
And then about, you know, because the other, you know, big red flag you hear is what the animals are actually eating. Running free is one thing, but are they still eating corn? Are they still eating, you know, human processed elements in their food?
So some of the information that we're providing that we brought back from Europe, we want to keep it to ourselves.
Ah, the proprietary secrets. We must kill you if you don't. We tell you this.
So, but, you know, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is bring very freshest, most natural deli meat out there in Chicago.
So is it considered organic or not?
No, okay. It's not. No.
And what is that differentiator for you? Like, why is it not considered organic?
We've just relaunched our product line in the past month and a half. We are not organic yet, but that's the future for us, is we're going to go that way.
And I know a little bit about it, but maybe you could educate me why it takes so long. Because, you know, a lot of people are like, you got to eat or you got organic, but they don't even know why they're saying they got to eat organic. Like, what is that, you know, five things that make it organic?
Well, it first starts, for example, with vegetables. The soil has to be prepared for a period of 2 to 3 years. Kind of the same thing with animals and genetically modified organisms. It just takes time. So when we partnered with our farmers last year, it's going to take us a little bit of time to get where we need to, but we're on the right track.
That's great. I mean, it's great to hear that you're moving in that direction. I mean, not that your meats aren't any less quality than organic, again, because that's just a label. You know, a lot of big companies pay for the labels to reflect these things. It's a marketing angle, but you guys are actually doing the real deal. You know, you're going from farm to table, literally watching every single step of your product come to life. And so why the name Green Ridge?
Green Ridge Farm?
Yeah.
Well, when we started, we were betting with my brother on what name to come up with. And it was just, we threw a lot of names in the hat, and that's kind of what we picked.
That's fascinating.
It's not easy to pick a name out there.
No, but it's a simple, easy name, and it kind of gives a reflection of, you know, like you mentioned, you grew up on a farm, you grew up with your family. Like, I think of that. I think of you and your brother on a farm somewhere, you know, playing with the cows you could go in a different direction with that. But anyway, and you got Mike, right, with you?
Yes.
Mike, is you work with Sebastian?
So, yes, I work with Green Ridge. I've been with them over a year now.
Yeah, and did you come from the world of deli meats before this?
I did. Yeah, I spent most of my career in food and retail and deli meats. So.
How is it working for these guys?
It's great.
They look like a fun bunch.
It's been a breath of fresh air.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I commend you guys. Great luck to you in the future. The food tastes fantastic. Thanks for bringing the sampler pattern down. Where can people find out more information about Green Ridge Farms?
So you can go to our website, greenridgefarm.com. You can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. You can get our products at your local Mariano's, Tony's, Caputo's.
Dude, that's huge, Mariano's. I mean, that's a big deal.
And we just launched our products into 13 states of Costco in the Midwest. So
good for you.
It's out there. Go out.
Yeah, we've also got some 138 Jewel stores and some Valley Produce and all the other independents out there.
That's awesome, guys. You know, I love to hear that. Congratulations on your success, and I'm sure it's only the beginning.
Thank you, Frank.
You got it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to eat some more deli meat over here, and we'll reconvene after that.